Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to Animal Kingdom's After Show. Today, we're breaking down Season 1, Episode 9, Judas Kiss. Things got so wild and so crazy, and we're going to break it down right after this.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Party time. I'm still in love with
you. Yes.
Good job, Alita.
Right? Yeah. I finally
picked it.
This
was a fitting one. This was good.
That was the only thing I could think of because I love Gaga. But anyways, hey, what's up, guys? I'm your host, Alina Vision. You can follow me on social media, all social media, at Alina Vision. And that's Vision with two S's. And I'm joined by my awesome co-host, Miss Leslie.
What's up, guys? Leslie Ambrose here. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at In Less Than No Time. And now that we have that cool little Instagram weird Snapchat feature, check it out, okay?
And Mr. Ben Bateman.
What's up, guys? Ben Bateman here. You guys can find me at Ben Bateman Media on Twitter and Instagram. I'm excited to be back. Missed 2 weeks. I was back last week. I'm back this week.
Yeah.
We only got one episode left.
I know.
So sad.
We've got our panel here, and it's going to be awesome.
Apologize for the eating of popcorn you may hear.
It's all good.
It's authentic.
It is.
It's a real thing that's happening right now.
It's real. It is going down.
You guys can all go grab popcorn and join him.
Exactly. All right, so let's break this down. Tonight was bananas, and I even think I said that when we were watching.
You did,
Pulled out the Gwen Stefani, B-A-N-A-N-A-S. Yeah, so let's start talking about the heist, because we finally see the big job go down tonight, which we've been waiting kind of half season for. Mm-hmm. They've been talking about it and planning it for a long time, and we finally see how the whole plan rolls out. So what did you guys think about how you saw the plan kind of come into action?
I was surprised at how well thought out it was. I honestly thought they were just going to bust in there, do something stupid, get caught, and that was going to be the end of it. So as I saw it progress and continue to like work out and everything was fine, I was like, oh, okay, they're proving me wrong. They actually all got a lot smarter in this one episode.
Yeah, I was a little shocked that it went as well as it did.
Right.
Not like they would plan it badly, but just like this point in a season of television with this kind of a premise, like you would think it would go badly. Mm-hmm. Maybe the fallout will be next episode, you know, there'll be some stuff that goes down. But especially with Paul involved, you know, kind of a doofus. So you would have thought that maybe he would have caused a problem. But yeah, they handled themselves really, really well. I love when they came back, they didn't even say anything. They all just like, they literally chug a beer.
Yeah.
Like chug a beer.
That was like their release. I was a little surprised at how easily they kind of got onto base with, I think they had like
it
fake
ID. It was
too
easy.
A little too easy. Mm-hmm. That was the one thing that I didn't quite buy. But other than that, I thought it was really cool how it all played out.
Yeah. Like I doubt there's actually a paintball like field right next to.
We were actually really confused about that. Mm-hmm. We're like, so wait, the paintball field backs up to the base, or were they? Because then they changed clothes.
No, it was maybe. They just like ran down a hallway, right, and that was it.
Right.
I just drove past that base on the way to San Diego last weekend. I mean, I didn't see a paintball field, but I wouldn't be that surprised. I guess these shows aren't necessarily just designed for like Californians. Right. So we have the luxury of being able to, like, drive, you know, 45
past
minutes
it, right,
and see it.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, most people would have no idea. But,
right,
yeah, I don't know. I wasn't that surprised. They had put in, like, the work to, you know, they had, it was just fake IDs is what they had.
I guess they had fake IDs.
Like, oh, okay, welcome Mr. Grady or something. And then,
but normally, like, you'd have to, I don't know, be in a system. Because I know I took a college course randomly that happened to be on an Air Force base. And I, even to get into that, I had to have my ID. They had to have my name on a list. Like, there's a lot of security that you have to go through. So
maybe they stole, like, someone's identity?
Maybe. Maybe Paul set it up for them somehow.
They're pretty smart. I mean, they're not really like super techie, but they're more like mechanically techie, but not like digitally techie. You know what I mean? They're good at like rigging things and like blowing stuff up, shooting things, drinking beer really fast.
Just real action heroes. Yeah.
Making counterfeit money.
They sound like awesome dudes to me.
Totally would hang out with them, right?
Just a little on the sketchy side, you know?
Yeah, maybe not.
So we finally figure out, you know, that they're just replacing the counterfeit money
with the money that they take. And we were actually kind of surprised that they were trying to put it into these barrels, I guess waste barrels, mm-hmm. that eventually they were going to track and get them out
of. Yeah, I was very confused until we paused it, and I was like, what's going on? Oh, okay, now I get
yeah.
it.
Which is,
so they don't actually have their money yet?
No.
None of their money. Mm-mm. Right.
And they had to leave a couple of bags there because I guess they just didn't
fit. It was only $600,000 that they took, I think Craig said at the end.
Right.
Did they think it was going to be more? They thought it was going to be like $800,000? Million even?
I would think they would go all the way just with how money hungry they are.
Yeah, exactly. You would think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was a lot of like very, things are getting pretty compromised in this episode. A lot of stuff going down. How will they go about not getting caught? Seems crazy, right?
Exactly. That whole just scene where they even almost got caught.
Mm-hmm.
We were like...
They were like jumping around like monkeys though. I was like...
How are they not going to see?
Their stuff was sprawled all over. But again, that's TV.
Exactly.
Not real.
It's not TV. So now let's move on to Jay. Because Jay is now talking to the detectives, to Yates and Patrick.
Jay's an idiot.
Yeah. No.
He is getting in so deep.
And that detective, she's such a bully.
I know she's
supposed to like do her job and try to get an answer out of him. But she's... going at it in such a way that I want to know what her backstory is with the Cody family. Like, they must have messed her up badly or someone down the line that she knew.
Yeah.
Because it seems like she's holding
so much hatred.
Or she's just tough as nails, you know? She's just handling her business like a pro. Like, doesn't care who gets caught in the crossfire. No. I believe Jay probably does have something to do with it.
Maybe.
This girl was trying to buy heroin and... Right?
But she wants her to do even something.
Yeah, she's willing.
That's illegal.
Yeah.
Sleeping
sketchy.
With, right,
mm-hmm.
Jay, because he's a minor.
Super sketchy.
Right.
Yeah.
And it was cool to see, actually, Patrick be like...
You sure?
Yeah, you sure about
but then
this?
He just sat there through most of it, and I was like, okay, Patrick, you're not
didn't
the
have
cool,
a backbone
like, good
I mean,
cop that I thought he was.
Jay had already slept with her, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, that's not really a thing.
Right.
Also, like, according to Craig, you know, she's hot as shit. I'd bang her, too.
No, Craig looked her up.
Yeah. Looked her up on Facebook. Through and through, hands down, no question at this point, Craig's my favorite character on the show. Like,
for sure.
Week in, week out, like, it took a little while to solidify, but Craig's my favorite.
Right. Especially even when he says, like, he's going to go light up a blunt. So you better hurry because it's not going to last too long. So Craig.
His little one-liners are the best.
Yeah, so Craig. Jay doing his teacher. So now I guess they're back to, because for a while he wasn't really trusting her.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess now that all just...
I think it was
back.
Just more of like he was vulnerable and she knows what to do and he really likes her, so.
Yeah, she uses the sex for sure, for sure. You know what? Speaking of mattresses.
what
was
a good
what
time.
Indeed. We have a sponsor this week and it's actually Casper Mattresses. And as you guys know, this program is brought to you for free, so please, check these out. The Casper Mattress is a sleep brand that is created, one of perfect mattresses sold directly to consumers. In addition to the mattress, Casper also offers an adaptive pillow and soft, breathable sheets.
Oh, who doesn't like that?
I know, right? And, it's all an in-house team of engineers spent thousands of hours developing Casper, and buying a Casper mattress is completely risk-free. This is what I really like about the whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
You get to actually try out the mattress. They will deliver it to you for free, and you get to try it out for 100 nights at home. 100 nights?
Dang.
You know, because normally when you're buying a mattress, you go to the store, you lay on it for a second. It's all gross and dirty because everyone's been doing that. And like, how are you supposed to know if it actually is what you want?
How's your back in a fair?
No,
exactly.
Yeah, you go home and it sucks.
Exactly.
And you have to return it,
But in 100 nights, you know. And it's completely risk-free because if you don't like it, they'll pick it up and they'll refund you all of your money, which is awesome. So if you guys go to www.casper.com/AfterBuzz and use the promo code AfterBuzz,
mm-hmm.
you can get $50 off the mattress.
Oh, there you go.
Boom.
Guys. Anyone shopping for a mattress?
I know.
Go to Casper.
I'm gonna look into this because, and on top of that, the mattress prices are really, really good. Like for a king, $950, for a queen, $850, for a full, $750. Normally mattresses cost about $1,500 around there. So this is a good
That's a really good deal.
Drop the mic, Alina. Drop the mic.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we were talking about sex, so I just figured, you know, mattresses. Right.
We're all adults here. Yeah. Exactly, sex happens on mattresses sometimes.
Sometimes.
Not all the time.
So, yeah, talking about anything else you guys want to add about the detectives. I mean, she's really, really, Yates is really grilling him, and she wants him to wear a wire. How do you guys feel about that?
Well, yeah, she totally, like, baited him. I mean, like, baited him into it hard, you know? Like, she just put him in a box, which I'm sure is the thing that happens. Like, I guarantee that's the thing that happens in real life. But definitely feels pretty sketchy against a 17-year-old.
Right.
But, you know, Jay's kind of an idiot for getting himself in that situation in the first place. Unless he's really going to commit to getting out of there, which I don't think he is.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think so either. I feel like he's just digging himself into a bigger hole. Even taking, at first I thought it was smart they took out the SIM card, but then as the hours go by, Smurf is going to start wondering, where are you? And she is a smart cookie.
Yeah, beyond smart. Yeah. Kind of. And then he even made the mistake of saying, exactly. Yeah,
totally. I mean, it's just, Jay, you got to think.
No, he's so dumb in this episode, and I've just lost a little bit of respect for him.
Yeah. Let's see. In the live chat, we have, I think it says Kamai Porter. The teacher is sexy. I do her too. Go, Jay.
Yeah, unfortunately, she did. I mean, I was, like, pretty sure the first time she was talking to Jay this episode, she's dead. She's definitely dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think Jay's going to be, because Smurf has totally figured it out by this point.
Oh, yeah.
Completely.
Yeah, so I think he's going to be in.
The minute Craig said something about the teacher, she put all the pieces together. Yeah.
And when you're talking to the cops, I mean, as evidenced by the next thing we're probably going to talk about here, oh my goodness. Did you guys think for a second Lena was dead too?
Yeah.
They were definitely teasing when he's holding the pillow.
Right. They did. But then I was like, would they show it? Would they not show it?
I don't think they would show a kid being sucked down.
Right, exactly. But then that left us with, did he really do it?
I was expecting him to go back to the car and grab her body.
Second body. Right. Well, when he's holding
toss it in there.
Catherine's body, even, like, I kept being like, that's not a kid's body. Is that a kid's body? Like, I couldn't really tell the size of her body.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I'm glad that Lena Rue's not dead.
Yeah, exactly. But how he's going to play that one off, because, I mean, there's a chance that she could have woken up slightly for some reason.
Well, she almost
somewhere.
Did exactly. In that one scene. She's like, Mommy.
Exactly. And maybe she might have heard that he came in the house and heard him talking to her. And, I mean, clearly we know that she doesn't keep her mouth shut. And that's how Catherine got into trouble.
Do you guys think Catherine had to go?
Not necessarily, no.
We actually thought, we're like, why is she still there? Like, why did she stick around
after she got the money to get out to Mexico, Canada, I don't care where, but just anywhere but there.
Like, was she waiting for Baz?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, it's true. I mean, she didn't steal that much money, right? $10,000?
$10,000. I mean, but that's enough to get you to Mexico or Canada or somewhere.
They're in, Oceanside? That's like less than an hour drive.
Away. Uh-huh. Exactly. Like, you can get a new identity, I'm sure.
Can you get to Mexico in an hour?
From Oceanside, yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Because San Diego's like, what, half
probably
an hour,
like
45?
Probably like 2 hours from here.
From there, I'm talking
Oceanside about.
Oceanside
no, yeah,
like but I'm
almost
saying it's even
there,
from
yeah.
like
yeah.
here.
And then it's just right on the other side. TJ's right on the other side.
Yeah.
So.
Interesting.
Yeah, let's see. Who else is in there? Kamai Porter says Baz is going to go crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Do you think he's going to know, though? I mean, he's pretty smart.
I think they'll always assume the worst.
No. Oh, you think they'll tell him?
Yeah.
No way.
I don't think so.
I think they would.
No, because I think he'd wig out on all of them.
Baz would lose it.
Yeah, he would lose it. And then if he loses it, that means everything can just fall apart.
Yeah, I mean, definitely Pope.
Yeah.
Pope was losing it, you know?
I felt bad for him.
He loved her so much.
That was so weird.
That scene, it was weird.
Let's talk about that scene.
Oh, it was weird, but it was still seeing the humanity that they brought to Pope just in the last few episodes and then seeing him have to, like, completely turn on that and turn back to his crazy self, like, me emotionally, I was really hurt. I was like, no, like, first he's mentally ill. Like, why are you messing with him, Catherine, like that? Like,
Smurf had just talked to him about how she's manipulating, and then he sees Catherine manipulating him.
Yeah.
So she just baited him.
She did, hard. She did. She shouldn't have pulled the whole, I love you, let's have sex right now. She
like,
did.
She was trying, like, I need to stay alive. Sex.
She was trying to protect herself. Yeah. I liked how she played when she's like, she rides in his car sometimes. It's not a big deal. And she, like, walks calm in the next room, and then she's, like, freaking out. Yeah.
Turns on the water.
Yeah.
Clearly you're doing something and freaking out, And then she finds the suitcase.
To him in a different... Exactly. About something else. I don't know.
From the minute he showed up, you guys knew that she was going to die? Like,
Yeah.
When they started... What about when they were sleeping together? You were just waiting for the strangle?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I was waiting for something. Mm-hmm. Waiting for the strangle. He was going to snap her neck or something like that.
Either snap her neck or do something.
Because you could tell he was thinking about, so he wasn't quite all there.
Even though that's like a moment for him because he loved her. It's like a cathartic moment of like, I've loved this person for so long and I'm actually sleeping with them and I have killed him now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really sad. I was a little surprised with that he flipped her over for the strangle. I mean, I guess it was just like a thing.
Did
that he?
I didn't even notice that.
Isn't that he did?
I didn't notice that either.
I think he just put the pillow over her.
Really?
I thought he grabbed it from behind her and just tossed it on top
of her. Oh, maybe that's what it was. The glare on the TV is a little rough. I thought that he flipped her over and then strangled, like, pressed her face down, pulled on the back of her head.
Oh.
So she couldn't, like, reach up to him because you noticed that she was kind of
reaching. That would make more sense.
She was kind of reaching around her back, it looked like.
Right.
Which I guess does make sense if you're trying to kill someone.
Mm-hmm. Never thought about that.
But
we weren't really thinking too hard. Yeah.
But yeah, that wasn't the move. I was just expecting the full on, I'm just going to strangle you like this.
Well, just real quick little.
Yeah.
It was crazy. I'm sad to see her go.
I know.
Yeah. To be totally fair to her, she didn't add that much to the show. Do you know what I mean? Her scenes were like okay, but like they didn't write her in as like a particularly compelling character. They made her they made her kind of lame, I feel like. I don't think they gave her like a lot of great scenes. Like her relationship to Smurf was sort of the best part of her tenure on the show because her relationship to Baz was kind of irrelevant. They didn't really push her relationship to Pope that much. They got a couple scenes together. You know, aside from that, she didn't really interact with anybody. The stuff with the cops, but like once she decided to not go to the cops, now they've got Jay doing that anyway, it kind of takes some of the pressure and the tenuous nature of that is gone.
Right.
Yeah.
So that sort of was like, yeah, it makes sense. So
yeah, she was kind of the drag bringing
she was the down. Odd. She was the odd cast out.
I love how Smurf was able to tell just by the washing machine being moved.
But she notices every detail.
Everything.
Kat was stupid to even think that she could get away with that.
I also, though, do think that the scene where Lena tells Smurf, like, accidentally, the siren, that was too predictable. That's classic stuff. That was the only scene in the episode where I was like, of course that happened. Like, of course the kid lets it slip.
Right.
Yet another gladiator scene. Mother's been busy little bees. Spencer Treat Clark. Just adding that out there. It's the famous scene. The same thing happens. Anyway.
Yeah. Let's see what people are saying in the chat room. I think it says Libba. Libba, too. I can't really read from here. I think Pope killed Kath because he knows she never loved him. So when she said it, he just went off. Yeah. He probably thought since she lied about that, she was going to lie about everything.
Mm. That's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. He could tell.
Yeah. He could tell.
If she, because I didn't feel
like this is just so you can stay alive.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't feel like all the way when he was there that I was like, he's 100% going there to kill her. Mm-hmm. I felt like he was 80%.
Right.
Or 70%, and like, had she like stayed on the, because he was being honest with her.
Yeah.
So I was like, I wonder if she just like was honest with him and like confessed everything, if maybe he would have spared her life. But I feel like because she started trying to manipulate him and she said that stuff, he was just like, you're full of it.
Yeah.
You need to be flipped over and strangled to death.
Mm-hmm. I think that's... I totally agree with you. I think he was trying to reason with her, trying to be... see things from her side. Yeah. And then the more she lied and the more she became manipulative, it was just like...
Right.
I'm listening to Smurf now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of manipulators on this show. Even Catherine became a manipulator. Yeah. But Smurf is the ultimate manipulator.
Completely.
She's
Smurf can just look at someone.
She's the master.
She is. She is. So what do you think she's going to do with Jay?
Oh, that's a tough one.
Is Jay falling for the bit with the teacher? Like, fully, do you think?
Yeah, I think he is.
He's gone.
You think he thinks that she loves him and, like, they're going to be together?
I don't know if she thinks that that they're in love, but I think it's just a comfort thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's someplace to be. It's someplace other than there, and she cares about me, and
he's
so,
vulnerable. Right. He has no one to look to. All of a sudden, young, this 17, lady, uh-huh.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, but I think he kind of knows in a way she's using him as well. So I think it's so like maybe this weird dichotomy. He'll turn. Yeah.
Right, right. I mean, how does that go if Jay actually turns on her and then, or turns like on the family and then she's like, "Yeah, I was just using you. Sorry."
And then Jay kills her. I just wanted to get that heroin charge.
I don't really love you. I just was, you know, going to do some time for heroin. So yeah. Anyway, bye. See
so
you in school.
Just do some time for, you know, doing a 17-year-old.
Oh. See you in the classroom. Yeah. Like, we didn't get nearly enough homework. We didn't get nearly enough sass this episode. We've had some really good sass.
0% sass.
Yeah. Like Nikki's sass last episode was maybe the sassiest moment of the whole show.
It was Z formation and a hair flip.
Yeah, right?
And then she bounced.
Yes, and then she bounced.
I had sex with Craig. No, what she said, I did coke with Craig.
Craig, and then I fucked him. And wait, I'm not so, whatever, I'm quoting it.
Yeah, right. And then like we had like the Darren sass earlier. Those were good moments. I want more sass. I would like some more sass next episode, please.
Some more sass. Awesome. Season finale. Let's make it happen.
Darren had a little bit of sass when he took down his hair and let it shake out.
Oh, and then smoked a cigarette. Yeah, all cool. A cigarette.
Also in Smurf, which is one of my favorite parts of the show, when like they're celebrating and like she's like, Darren, ice cream, ice cream. And I, for a second, I thought he was going to get, like, pissed and be a sass, but he's like, no, I love you. I love you, Mom. I'll put the ice cream away. Thank you.
He's getting money. Of course he loves her.
He's getting half of the, you know, some of the $600,000
pie and
buy
ice
his
cream.
Condo. And was it invest in stocks?
Yeah, he's
said
smart.
Last time.
He's like, I'm making a Roth IRA.
Yeah, gotta think long term, bro.
Invest in some stocks.
Craig's like, I'm just going to
invest
in some
properties. Hey, at least he's thinking.
Craig, what did Craig say? I'm going to buy an ATV or
something. Something dumb, yeah.
I love seeing all the different, like, characters within the brothers and uncles. And
so of those guys, of the family, through and through, if you just like didn't know that he was a criminal and like met him, Craig's the guy we would all like.
Oh yeah,
you'd
for sure.
Hang out with Craig.
We would all love
he's
Craig.
The life of the party.
He's absolutely the best.
Yeah.
He's amazing. Yeah.
I completely agree.
We need Robson in here. We have to have
him. we really need him here. Season two.
Yeah,
season two.
So we're just jetting through this. Catherine, do we talk about everything with her? Think so.
I think we did.
Yeah.
I love that we found out that baking is a tradition for Smurf.
Yeah.
Because we're always like, why is she just baking all the time? Now we know it's a tradition. The boys expect it.
Yeah.
When they come home from doing a job.
From doing a job. Yeah, it was a good moment. It was a good moment. The apple pie made me really
want
some apple pie.
A weird twisted family moment.
Yeah, no kidding.
Thanks for stealing. Here's your dessert.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. All right. Anything else?
Well, I mean, I guess, I guess we'll get into predictions in a few minutes, but I guess, were there any other, like, major...
A lot of it was just the heist. I feel like that took up a lot of time tonight, was seeing how that
really
all went down.
And they really took their time with it to build up that momentum.
Exactly.
And, I mean, I was trying to think if, like, other characters... All that stuff is prediction stuff, because, like, the phone call that Paul makes to Baz, he's so dumb. What was he doing?
I know!
He was just trying to talk on the phone.
Yeah, and Baz is like, no, we...
Yeah. Is everything okay? Yeah, let me talk to you about it all right now. Like, that's not going to happen.
Like, hello, NSA.
What a fool. What a fool.
You should know that. You're in the military. Come on now.
That's why he just deals with all
the money.
Exactly.
Because nobody trusts him.
Exactly. I was a little bit surprised that there weren't cameras focused in on all that money. You would think that there would be cameras.
Maybe we'll find out there are next.
Yeah, maybe. I wouldn't be surprised. I don't think that we've seen the last of the repercussions happening with this robbery.
Of all that.
So I think we should go into predictions. I think we should predict which, because we didn't see in the penultimate episode, in the ninth, we didn't see a character die. That's kind of classic on TV now, as they kill someone off in the second to last. But maybe we'll see someone die in the tenth. I don't expect it.
I don't think. Yeah, I think.
Maybe like an insignificant character. Like, or not insignificant.
Like Alexa.
Like
the teacher.
Like Alexa. Uh-huh. Could die next episode. Right. We could see that. Or Yates. Yeah. She could die.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
There we go.
Boomtown.
Oh, wow. That was real quick, Justin.
Yeah, I'm not used to that. I'm used to, like, the flashing lights.
I know. Same here.
It gets real in the mood.
All right, predictions. Go for it.
Well, Alexa's gone. Detective Yates, I don't know how, but she'll be gone. When we were talking earlier, I don't know if Jay's going to get out of it necessarily with Smurf, but I think he'll have to do some job for her in order for to win back her trust if she finds out that he was talking to the cops. Mm. And then I think Paul's going to snitch.
Yeah, it feels like Paul is the weak link. I still don't really know how Jay could get back in after talking to the cops, though. That's like, because how do you trust him? How do you trust him? Well, what did you say? Well, I said this. Like, I don't know. He might just say to the cops, like, you know, listen, no, and then say to Smurf, hey, this is exactly what happened. You know, I boned my teacher. They tried to get me to wear a wire.
Right.
You know, my teacher knows some stuff. What does your teacher know? This much. Okay, we're going to kill your teacher. Great.
Right.
And then he goes home and he has to, you know, do something nefarious or kill someone for Smurf to trust him. And mm-hmm. and that's that. You know?
You know, honesty is the best policy.
And killing Alexa.
Will he do it, though?
Will he do it?
That's the question.
I don't know. I actually think, I mean, I think this is what we saw in the previews, that Vin is going to get blamed for Catherine's disappearance. You know, mm-hmm. the creepy character.
Oh, yeah.
From, because we saw Baz somehow hitting someone mm-hmm. and Pope was just sitting there. So I think that's Vin, since he's been kind of clamoring around the place.
It would make sense of how they tied him into the end.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
It's a good point.
That sketchy character.
I wonder what's going to happen with Nikki in the finale.
Yeah.
Is Jay going to confront Nikki? I love when she's like, were you taking your girlfriend? She's not my girlfriend.
Yeah.
We broke up.
I'm with my teacher now.
Yeah.
Oh, what an accomplishment.
Yeah.
No.
Bravo. Bravo.
That was like some sass, actually. I take it back. That was a sassy moment.
There you go. There's your one.
That was the moment.
It was. That was his own form of sass.
Definitely.
Yeah.
He was like offended. He was like, I'm not with Nikki. She had sex with Craig.
Oh, that's right.
You know? She had sex with my uncle.
Was he better? Who was better?
Jay's like secretly pissed. Nikki totally got the last laugh on this.
She did. Yeah. She really did. Whether she did it
or not, just the fact that that's in his head.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I still don't think she did. I still think she just said it to mess with him.
No, Craig was like too weirded out by her. Yeah. Just in that entire scene from last time.
Absolutely. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, that does it for this episode. Next week is the season finale. Mm-hmm. Where can people find you guys?
You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at In Less Than No Time.
And you guys, you can find me at Ben Bateman Media on Twitter and Instagram.
And you guys can find me on all the social media at Alina Vision. That's Vision with two S's. And we will see you next week for the season finale of Animal Kingdom.
Stay tuned, guys.
Yes. I'll see you guys next time.
I'm excited.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.